This next interview is with a woman who was sanctioned after not responding to paperwork that was sent to the house that she had fled with her two young children due to a domestic violence situation.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? Goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
My name is and I'm staying currently right now at fleeing from an abuser. I left. And they sent the letter to my house. And I wasn't there. I talked to him every day, you know, on the phone or let him know one-on-one what was going on. I went in there with a black eye. They knew that I was, something was going on. And I was crying out for help. And after I left him, I found out they had sanctioned me. They sanctioned me because I was fleeing from my abuser. And I was not at the house where my life was threatened at, to get some paper. I was getting 546 and they cut me. And so I was getting 408. And then they cut my food stamps. And then I wasn't getting medical treatment. And I don't want to be on welfare. I want to get off. I want my job back. But now I got to start all over again. Get a house, place to stay, buy new furniture. I got to buy everything over, everything. So I got a lot on my plate. I'm just trying to stay focused on just getting a place for me and my children, you know. Little tight curls. He don't want to. You know, he just needs to taper around the side. He likes to keep his head covered.
My mom's very nice and generous, and if they get to know her, they would like her.
But I didn't feel like they was helping me enough when I was crying out for help for them. And I felt like it was my fault, whatever was going on, and it wasn't.